You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Hello and welcome to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you're listening to the Top News Podcast. From the trends in the market, an update on COVID vaccines for children, to the latest on Lakhimpur violence. I'm back here with the top updates from India and around the world. First, let's take a look at the top headlines of October 6th, and as we progress, I'll share more details. Sensex was down over 500 points at close, while the Nifty slipped to 17,640. Domestic LPG cylinder as well as petrol and diesel prices were hiked today. I'll later share with you how much it is now going to cost in your city. On the health front, Bharat Biotech has submitted phase 2 and 3 trials data of Covaxin for children to the regulator. Now, talking about the economy, Principal Economic Advisor has said that Moody's GDP forecast for India is low and the negativities around the economy have already been proven wrong. In an update from Uttar Pradesh, one of the farmers who was killed in Lakhimpur violence was cremated today after a second autopsy. Moving on, the Union Cabinet has cleared the Mega Investment Textile Park scheme. Also, the Department of Telecommunications has allowed 100% FDI in the telecom sector. Meanwhile, Supreme Court today slammed the firecracker manufacturers over violation of norms. First up, let's take a look at the market. The Indian equity benchmark indices declined almost 1% today, tracking negative cues from global markets. This despite opening on a positive note. The 30 script Sensex closed 555 points lower at 59,189, while the Nifty 50 index plunged 176 points to end at 17,646. Now, about the coronavirus vaccine for children. Sources have told CNBC TV 18 that vaccine maker Bharat Biotech has submitted phase 2 and 3 clinical trials data of its Covaxin for children to the Drugs Controller General of India. The DCGI will ask its subject expert committee to consider the request for emergency use authorization, according to sources. During the trials, the children were administered the same 2 doses of Covaxin that are being given to adults, and the dosage gap was for 28 days. Let's hope that we'll soon have a vaccine that can be given to children. Next up is a look at the tent situation in Lakhimpur. One of the 4 farmers who was killed in Lakhimpur Kheri violence last week, Gurvinder Singh, was cremated this morning after a second autopsy was conducted on him as demanded by his family. His family had earlier refused to cremate him, claiming that he was shot dead, but the post-mortem report had no mention of it. Meanwhile, a delegation led by Congress leader Rahul Gandhi was on his way for Lakhimpur from the Lucknow airport in his own vehicle at the time of recording this podcast. This was after staging a brief dharna on being stopped at the Lucknow airport and initially being asked to travel in a police vehicle. Moving on to the hike in fuel prices. The cost of a domestic LPG cylinder has been increased by 15 rupees and as a result, it will now sell for 899 rupees in Delhi and Mumbai. Meanwhile, petrol and diesel prices were also hiked to record highs today. Petrol was hiked by up to 30 paise a litre and diesel by up to 37 paise a litre. This sent the petrol price in Delhi to the highest ever level of 102.94 rupees and 208.96 rupees in Mumbai. Diesel rates too touched a record high of 91.42 rupees in Delhi and 99.17 rupees in Mumbai. Next up is a look at Moody's prediction on India's GDP. The rating agency has said that it expects India's medium-term real GDP growth to average around 6%. It has also raised the outlook on India's sovereign rating to stable from negative. However, Principal Economic Advisor Sanjeev Sanyal said that Moody's GDP forecast for India is low because the negative analysis around the Indian economy over the last few months has proven to be wrong. Moving on, the Union Cabinet has approved Mega Investment Textile Park Scheme. The scheme allows the setting up of 7 mega integrated textile region and apparent parts with an outlay of 4,445 crore rupees over the next 5 years. The scheme will be developed by a special purpose vehicle owned by state governments and the central government in PPP mode. Meanwhile, the Department of Telecommunications has issued a notification allowing 100% foreign direct investment in telecom sector under the automatic route. The department, however, clarified that the cases requiring prior government approval under provisions of Press Note 3 will continue to be in place. Well, according to the Press Note 3, an entity of a country which shares a land border with India or where the beneficial owner of investment into India is situated in or is a citizen of any such country can invest only under the government route. Lastly, ahead of Dussehra and Diwali, the Supreme Court today came down hard on firecracker manufacturers for violating rules. The top court said it is not averse to celebrations, but not at the cost of life of other citizens. It noted that celebration does not mean the use of loud crackers. It can also be with fuljhari and the likes of it, which are not noisy. The court said that despite the fact that there is a specific ban on joint crackers, if you go to any state or city or any celebration, joint crackers are openly available in the market. In 2018, Supreme Court had banned the manufacture and sale of loud and toxic crackers while allowing the industry to dabble into green or improved crackers. In nationwide curb, the court had also reduced the time to burst crackers during Diwali and other occasions to just 2 hours, that is between 8 and 10 p.m. Here's hoping for a safe festive season ahead. With that, we end this podcast, but before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please do write to us on cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. For more updates, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com. Thank you for listening.